Being that Bezal Hashem, we are continuing some of the Nekudot regarding different points in Haggadah. So Bezal Hashem, this is a major Nekudah from Rab Chaim Plaji, being one of the Chachmei Izmir about 200 years ago. So he writes an unbelievable point regarding something again that we might pass it by, a pasuk in the Torah, part of the Haggadah. So I discussed this issue, but he has an unbelievable perush. What exactly it means. So the fact that we say in the Pasuk, and we read in the Haggadah, that they did bad to us, officially the basic translation, and they caused us suffering, and they gave us a hard work, work that is could break a person's back. So he comes with unimaginable commentary. We know the Mishnah in Avot says, that the whole world was created and is standing on these three principles, these three pillars. Torah, Avodah, Torah and Worship of Hashem, which is either Avodat HaKorbanot or Avodat HaTefilah, bottom line Avodah, and Gemilut Chasadim. Ala Torah, Ala Avodah, Val Gemilut Chasadim. This is the whole reason why God created the world. On these three pillars, the world is standing. So it comes out that the Egyptians, they tried to take away these three pillars from Klal Yisrael. That a Jew should not have the zechut of Torah, should not have the zechut of Avodat Hashem, and also not Gemilut Chasadim. Where do we see that? It says as follows. When we say, Vayarehu otanu hamitzrim, they did bad to us. What does it mean exactly? The Torah is considered to be Tov. That's what we say, Pasuk in Mishle. I gave you a good thing. I gave you a good thing. So he says, why is it that such a Torah was given to Klal Yisrael? Because Klal Yisrael, innate is, in essence, is good to begin with. She Yisrael nikreu tovim. So therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us tov that to a nation that is good. The Torah, to the extent that it existed at that time, what is the most evil thing that a person could do to somebody else to take away our heritage from us? The fact that from Avod HaKedoshim, they already had the Torah Shebe'al Peh, they already had certain mitzvot, they did the ultimate worst thing that could be to take away from Klal Yisrael the ultimate good, which is Ki Lekach Tov Natati Lachem. That is the Torah. Then it comes the second point. Ve'anunu. They cause us suffering. What type of suffering are we talking about? Aniyut. So he says, once a person is an ani, that means he doesn't have what it takes to be able to be zoche to do gemilut chasadim. So therefore, we were not able to be zoche. Ein lanu liyecholet la'asor ve'gemilut lo beguf ve'lo be'mamon. They caused us such amount of suffering that we were not zoche, we did not have the capability to do good, not with our body and not with our money. So that there is no money. So comes out, says that this is the what we say. Maher yekadmunu rachamecha ki dalonu meod. The pasuk in Tehillim. What does it mean? Because dalonu meod, dal means evyon, somebody who is poor. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we are asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu, comes David HaMelech and says as follows, that if everything in this world is midah keneged midah, to the extent that a person does good, he's going to receive goodness, measure for measure. So comes out, over here, however, David HaMelech is saying, ki dalonu me'od, because of the fact that we are poor, and we don't have the means, maher yekadmunu rachamecha, even though that in general it's supposed to be, I should give, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to have mercy on me, so over here, I don't have. So therefore, once a person doesn't have, so he comes out at least with a prayer. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you did not give me the capability to be able to give. I don't have the zechut. So, maher yekadmunu rachamecha. First, let it precede your mercy on me, ki dalonu me'od. Because, unimaginably, I am a dal person. So therefore, ein efsharutenu la'asok b'chesed, mevachshim anu shekadmunu rachamecha, Yitbarach. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mercy should come and precede our act of chesed because we can't afford, we don't have. So the third level, what did they do against the Klal Yisrael? Was, so he says, Vayareu otanu, they didn't allow us to learn Torah. What the Torah that existed at that time. Vayanunu, they made us ani, both be goof and be mamon. We cannot help another Jew. Vayitnu alenu avodah kasha, what does it mean here? That they gave us avodah kasha. So avodah kasha, avodat parech, to the extent that it's instead of doing avodat Hashem and avodat korbanot, not nu ulam aleinu. They gave their yoke upon us that we should not be able to be zoche to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu properly. So comes out that these are the three nekudot. Says that exactly at the time of Yetziat Mitzrayim, we were zoche to all three. When we came out, as the Torah says, Be'utziach ha'etam mimitzrayim ta'avdun et ha'elohim al ha'ar hazeh. That they were zoche after 50 days ta'avdun et ha'elohim al ha'ar hazeh. We were zoche to have Torah. Avodat ha'korbanot, the fact that we were involved with Korban Pesach, we had the zechut to be able to shecht Korban Pesach on 14th of Nisan, and on the night of the 15th, we ate it. So it says, Ma avodah azot lachem. That's the pasuk in the Torah referring to avodat ha-korbanot, avodat ha-korban Pesach. Then comes out, what about gemilut chasadim? We were supposed to, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the Torah later, but based on tavdun et ha-elohim, behutziach et ha-am, in Egypt, Memtet Shaare Tumah, you cannot receive the Torah. So, fine. So that came right 50 days after. But comes out, when it comes to Avodat HaKorbanot, that's the night of Pesach. What about Chesed? So he says that many Midrashim, Chafetz Chaim also brings this, many Midrashim he brings from Tana Deve Eliyahu, from Eliyahu Anavi, talking to Rav Anan, Shebi Yitzyad Misraim, called to Brit Lasot Chesed Zeim Zeh. So prior to exiting Egypt, the Jewish nation, they made kar to brit, to make a covenant amongst each other, la'asot chesed ze'im ze, that bezechud of the chesed, HaKadosh Baruch Hu saved Klal. So therefore we see, we had all the three zechuyot, three pillars, that the whole world is standing on, so therefore we were zochet to be saved. So that's, by the way, I think, if I'm not mistaken, Harav Ben Ishchai also brings. Why is it that the beginning of the Haggadah, right away we start, ha lach ma'anya. Says that this is the Nekuda, Kol Dichvin Yeti VeYechul. Anybody who is hungry, come and keep the Pesach with us, come and eat with us. Chesed. That is the Nekuda that we came and we made a covenant of Chesed to be for one another, and by the Zechud of that, the Geula came. So therefore we were zoche to have all the three, but they wanted to prevent Klal Yisrael. We were zoche to have them either prior to the exit, and ultimately, the purpose was, Tavdun et ha-Elohim al-Harazeh. Baruch Adonai le'olam. Amen. Amen.